the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the lines, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kid. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
How?
My son was just hollering, awesome. We're Tori. Like,
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cup. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, they cool, they calm, they focused.
Now, live from the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are going crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7, the truth. Tori Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action
and nothing but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front line. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How y'all doing out there in radio land? How y'all doing in the chat? We got another powerful conversation for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Hey, look, thank you for joining me this Wednesday, May 13, 2026. We got a lot to talk about, Truth Nation. We got a lot to talk about. As usual,
And, you know, some things that, you know, I got to address because a lot of conversation been going on about the truth and the new things that are coming. And I'm excited for what, you know, my next 10 years is going to look like. I'm overly excited. So what it, no matter what takes place, I'm always looking forward to challenges, brand new challenges and ideas. As you know, over the last 17 years in my journey, we had to overcome a lot of obstacles in the community. So it's been a blessing to be on this journey. And salute to everybody who have followed me since day one. Y'all already know what time it is. Y'all already know we came a long way. And we still got a long way to go. We still got a long way to go, but I'm excited. Who we got in the chat? Who do we have in the chat? S-E, I see you. It's me, S-E in the chat. We got Kawanda in the chat. How you doing, Kawanda? Anita in the chat. Jeff, Sincere Runny Ray Real, I see you. Not really a city girl. You go, girl. Sincere Runny Ray Real says salute to everybody. Robert is in the chat. Robert is in the chat. Salute, Robert. And Lori Patterson, I see you. She says, good afternoon, everyone. How you doing? Salute, salute, salute. Now, I had a couple meetings, and this year with the school system, I was doing a lot of work talking to the kids about bullying this year, this last school semester. In spite of all of the stuff that's going on with the budget and NPS and, you know, things that they are doing with the teachers and all of these hot topics going on with NPS, let's not get too far away from the bullying that's been going on with these kids this year. And I'm going to tell you this, it's been bad. I had to go and talk to several schools when mothers reaching out talking about bullying that's going on. A one-man army in the chat. I see you joining the chat. I'll say this. I was taking notes this year. And so I kind of got a good idea of what areas that I want to deal with coming into next school season. Soon as school season start up. And I talked to some people, some people yesterday. I was down at the King Center talking to some brothers at the King Center, and we got some things that we working on right now. And I'll tell you, the salute to Akeem and for hooking me up with some brothers, some good brothers, Ernie Hines from the King Center. We're gonna work on some things to present, to try to make sure that we do our part when it comes to dealing with the youth. And bullying was just out of control to a certain degree. It was a lot of things in NPS that was out of control to a certain degree. But the kids, I just got a lot of mothers calling me, telling me, hey, Tori, you know, how do we stop this? And I wonder, why don't we have a plan for bullying at all these years? I mean, I remember when I was a kid, they was talking about bullying. And I've been out of school for a long time. And like, I've been out of school so long that when I go back to the school with like any kindergarten class, those desks look so small to me. Remember when you first went to school and it was your first day, them desks looked so huge.
Yeah,
at the same time when you first walked into school and you didn't know where you was going to end up, and you know, you started that journey. And you looked at your kindergarten seat, and it looked like a big seat. And now you go back, and you be like, that's a small seat. And you grew up, you know, you never knew how you was going to turn out. But these kids are getting beat up and bullied along the way. And then I found out if a kid got an IEP, it's hardly anything they can do. If one kid bullying and messing with 20 students, they try to make it seem like it's isolated every time they hit a student. No, this you come to find out this kid done beat up 40 kids. Why you can't just move him out the way? Move that kid out the way. So I got some things that I wrote down from this year. And next school season, I'm going to be right on top of it. Because this was actually my first year just going into the school, talking to the principal, talking to teachers, talking to community organizations. And so I kind of figured out what we can do. And we'll be presenting some ideas. Salute to the brothers down at the King Center that was working with me yesterday. We spent a lot of hours just kind of talking about things that we can put in play. And salute to the CLE Panthers, the football team, the youth football team, the CLE Panthers, the coach over there. You know, a lot of us are getting together to see what we can do instead of talking about how bad things are. It's just time to put whatever plans together we can to try to create a space for something good. And I'll say this, there's a lot of good people out here that have good programs that need to come to the forefront that deal with the youth. And we got to support these programs because it's obvious ain't nobody trying to support these programs, because every time they come to me and say they apply for funding or they ain't getting called back from the leadership, I'm saying, well, how come these people are already dealing with the youth, but nobody's trying to enhance these ideas? But this went on with me. I mean, ain't nobody came to me and say, Tory, we see what you're doing and we're going to help. No, God did it. You know, I tell you right now, the operation sometimes was me and the families praying and asking God for guidance. That was the operation. That was the whole operation. And it worked out. That's why I got the confidence that I have, because I know that the Lord gonna make a way out of no way. I know for a fact, like it ain't even a thought in my brain that it ain't gonna work out, because it will. You just got to put your trust and faith in God, and then believe in your abilities, your God-given abilities to make it happen. And so as we continue to move forward, we're going to continue that. And whether we, you know, no matter what the format look like, we still going to be going at a high level, because our community needs each and every one of us to work to repair the village. 2026, it's time to get them tools out. It's time to get the tools out. Everybody have to bring their talents and gifts to repair the village. It's no one person or no one group that's going to do it. And we are the people that's living in these neighborhoods. And if we want change, we got to make change. And the other day I saw this big crater that they had on the news, this big pothole in the street. And grandma on there talking about it was a big pothole in the street. And that pothole been there for over a year. And they all been writing and trying to get the city to try to fix it. And they went and dropped like one of them construction things on it and put the construction thing. And the construction thing that they put on the pothole was falling in the crack. Oh, my goodness. So that goes to show that even when we do make a request, that sometimes they may ignore us, no matter what, how small it is or how big it is. That's the indication that we got to regroup, rethink, and reshape how we getting down in our black communities. Hey, look, when we come back, we going to get into the show, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. 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 Tory Lowe, he a soldier for the soul. Power to the people, seeing all the forces moving slow. Open doors for the low, still the voice of the voices. When you feeling like you running out of choice, boy, Tory got the remedy. Activists going to war for black people, his family. Always got his foot on the pedal, running with no energy. Keeping people at a higher level with his empathy. Call him when you need him. He been an angel, but he had to work for his freedom. And his wings spread for his kingdom. And you know he gotta go to war when he sees. Even in them cold nights, when he had to learn to hold tight, when the pain from the bottom was too much to bear, he was there to get you through the storm, and he ever cared. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe,
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We brought up potholes, and They saying it's a process that you got to go through. You got to fill out a claim if the vehicle got tore up. If you hit the pothole and the vehicle got tore up, you got to prove that the pothole was the reason why your vehicle was messed up. So if your check engine light was on before you hit the pothole, you may not win it. They, you know, you gotta go fight. You got to go fight the city to prove that that pothole messed your car up. But we got some video on what to know before filing a claim about possible pothole damage in Milwaukee. And I know I'm going to tell you, a lot of people don't even report the pothole damage because they on their way to go somewhere. They trying to get somewhere, and you automatically, all of a sudden, you hit this crater in the street, and then you keep going because you got to get somewhere. You don't want to. You ain't got time to stop. I mean, and that's if your car's still running after you hit this thing. Don't hit the one on 22nd Street that was on the news because you may not even get to where you're trying to go. But we got some video on this. What you need to know before filing a claim. If you watch this, we broadcast live. We got video. Let's listen.
It's one of the loudest noises I've ever heard in the car. I've ran over a ton of potholes in the past, and this one was different. It was just like my soul left my body.
Just reverberating.
River West driver Elliot Hess tells 12 News a pothole caused $800 in damage to his car. He paid out of pocket, but now plans to file a reimbursement claim with the city. So how would that work? City officials require two itemized estimates, a valid phone number, email address, and description of what happened. You'd also have to prove that the city or city employees acted negligently or unlawfully. If you choose to have insurance cover your repair bill, experts advise you check your deductible.
Damage caused by a pothole isn't that much, and if you have a high deductible, it might not be worth filing a policy if the damage is less than the deductible. You don't want to do that.
We've posted a link in the 12 News mobile app where you can file a repair claim with the city of Milwaukee.
Hey, look, I'm trying to tell you, you're not fit to just file this claim and they're going to be, oh, okay. No, you might have to go to court. And then they're going to run a diagnostic on the car. You better not have no tracker either. Because, you know, sometimes when you go to the AutoZone and you get that diagnostic, it'd be 20 things wrong with the car. So it was already messed up. So I don't know how they say this is how you do it. But I think they're going to fight you on it. You're not going to just file this and say, hey, this pothole cost me $800 in damage, and I need you to give me a refund. They're not going. Okay, they go. You're gonna find yourself having to go to court. You're gonna pay more than you fixed the car to probably take them to court to try. I don't know how they got it set up, but at the end of the day, it looked like they're gonna fight you on it, Andrew. I know a lot of people that have tore something up on their car, a rim, maybe an axle. Because these potholes that you go in, you're going about 35 to 45. Some of y'all got lead feet. Some of y'all got them hard lead feet. Y'all speeding a little bit. You hit these potholes, and then it sinks in, and then you pop back out, and it may mess up the whole steering column, the axle and everything.
Yeah, bend an axle rod or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. I don't even know why they got speed bumps in some of these communities because they got so many potholes. The potholes are getting before the speed bump will.
Just my theory, Torrey, okay. Is that the reason they leave those potholes there is so they don't have to put on speed bumps.
Oh, wow. Well, what happens when you hit a pothole, then you hit the speed bump?
The babies in the back are flying.
Keep your seatbelt on tight. Keep your seatbelt on tight. E. Gibson says, I like how he said a pothole does not do this much damage. It depends on the car. I had to pay near $4,000 for new rims a year ago for a Mercedes. One Man Army says, Tori, I'm looking at a pothole right now at work. Take a picture and send it in. Take a picture and send it in. I told y'all, look, we just want to live. I mean, sometimes you don't want no static. You don't want to be getting into with nobody. But the pothole gonna pick a fight with you. See, we was talking about bullying when the show first started. Well, what's the real bully out here is them potholes. Because they going to do something to you and you can't do nothing back. And the city going to back it up. I'm trying to tell you. It's so many unexpected costs going on out here with high taxes. At least they can smooth out the streets. You know what my question of the day was going to be today? What is working right with the city? We always talk about what ain't working right. What is working?
The parking maids.
What you say, the parking maids?
The parking maids, people give tickets.
Oh, here you go. Yeah, you got a ticket with your name on it. But what I'm saying is, what kind of relief are we getting from the city? Somebody let me know. Like, we know what they ain't doing, okay? What kind of benefit are we getting from living in the city of Milwaukee? Like, I know we got, you know, the parks and things like that to try to, you know, relax and stuff like that. But if you hit a pothole on the way to the park, you can't even go get a scoop of ice cream right now. You can't without you hitting a pothole. Did you guys see the pothole crew in the last 2 years? Did you guys see the pothole crew in the last 2 years? I see people out there. I do see that they are doing some things. Even the Brewers, potholes got so bad that the Brewers had to pay to get some of the potholes covered up. That's probably the potholes near the stadium. So when you come to tailgate, you don't hit a pothole on the way to the game. Somebody help me out, Truth Nation. What is going right? That's my question of the day. What is working right? I mean, we talk about all of the issues with the PD, with NPS, with city government, things that we wish or we want to make happen. We got people crying on the news about housing. Somebody tell me what's working right with the tax money. 833-212-1017. I would love to know. I got some guests coming in. I got some stuff going on the show today. But that's the one question that, because every day I get on the air and I'm just trying to see, what is working right? And Andrew said the ticket people, the people that's hitting you with that ticket if you parked on the wrong side of the street. Oh, he said he's sending me the picture to my Facebook. And I just got a Facebook notification. Let me see what he did. I'm going to tell you right now, y'all better start fighting for y'all lives. It's a nasty one. This is a nasty pothole, Andrew. I'm going to send you this pothole. Oh, my goodness. One Man Army just sent me the pothole. This ain't even a pothole. This is a black hole in the street. Your whole car might fall into this pothole and never come back. That's crazy. And the city let this happen?
The pothole ate my car, Tori.
You know what? I'm going to make a horror movie about potholes. Like for Halloween. The whole family excited about going out to do something. And then all of a sudden the music start playing. And then they hit the pothole and the whole car just get tore up. That's terrible. That's horrible. Let's get Millicent before we run the break. How you doing, Millicent?
I'm good, Tori. You know why we can't fix the potholes? Because we're spending $14,000 on lights when y'all knock that down. A water hydrant is almost $35,000. That's why we have to pay now to string the lights up high. See, you're knocking over too many stop signs. A stop sign is $5,000. When you see them laying in the street, that's where your tax money's going.
Oh, wow.
That's where your taxes are going. It's to fix that kind of stuff. And then the other part to that is you hit them, knock them down, and you don't have any insurance so the city can get paid back. So we're just spending money over and over on the same thing. When you see a stoplight down and then you see it back up, that's your tax money.
Well, where did all those concrete things to push people, that you know, that whole new road design downtown with all that extra concrete, where did that money come from? Because that could have been used to fix the pothole.
That money came from, let me tell you where that money came from. That money came from our taxes, because y'all not raising human beings. You're raising these people who will drive a car and then say, dang, I didn't know my car could knock something over.
Mm.
Dang, I didn't know my car could kill somebody. So a lot of this money y'all complaining about is because kids haven't been raised, and adults haven't been raised to even learn how to drive.
Mm.
You think about that. How many stoplights do you see on a daily basis and stop signs? That's your tax dollars right there.
Mm. Okay, well, that's where they putting the money in the repair and the lights from being knocked down. That's what Millicent was saying. All right, well, Marty in the chat says, I hit a pothole on 30th and Capitol yesterday, and I heard saxophones. I heard those saxophones playing. You know the creepy movie saxophone? That little low noise, like the monster, right before the monster gets you? I'm finna make a horror movie called The Pothole. Hey, it's gonna be powerful. And look, when we come back, we're going to have a Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Never had to scam or trap the advocate. This for every mother who was beaten, who was bruised. If he put his hands on you, don't hesitate to move. What would Tory do? Advocate. Seeing how you move, I can see you had a clue. It take courage to do what you had to do. What would Tory do? Advocate.
Hard as I can go, I hope you understand. If I fall, the world might end, so I can't pretend. But I can recommend, call Tory Lowe.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. We got Nazi and Spencer in the studio for the Pop Culture Report.
Yeah, yo.
It's a lot going on in this Pop Culture report today.
We got a list to go through quick, okay?
A couple lists to go through.
An actual list right here, all right? I want to bring some to your attention, okay? Athletes these days, they love to go to the white side, the snow bunnies and everything. Like, there's nothing wrong with, cool, do what you got
to
do.
Right, a lot of people like to,
You like to be a few in the water.
They like to play
bit.
In the snow.
Yeah, go ahead, do what you got to do. You'll find out.
Love is love. Right. They got this out there. It's equal love now.
Exactly, so do what you got to do.
Right.
But apparently, I don't know if this is real or not, but this is like, Andrew found this actually, fun fact. There's a list of there's a checklist on how to get a black athlete for white women.
Oh, so it's a rule book.
Yeah, it's like not even a rule book. You don't got to follow it. It's just like things that will work for you,
To get a black athlete.
Yes.
Division one.
Division. It don't matter what division it is. You can white girls would go for any girl, really.
So
not even
are they
girls.
Targeting black athletes?
Well.
Because sometimes they get them early. Like a lot of people were like, how did they end up being with this person? Well, they saw this person had potential, and then they got them and invested in them.
Yeah, and they put it all into it. They probably motivating them. Hey, go out there and score some touchdowns.
Because that's a part of the plan.
They
got to get one, but then they got to make it to fulfill.
Yeah. So
manifesto.
They treat you like a little a bank. They put some money in you. And you go in there, put some money in your Roth, and hopefully down the line you a millionaire, a billionaire. Now there's a list. And I don't know if you got this up for pictures or not, but I'm about to read.
Lee, it's a picture that came with
no,
this?
No, it's just a list of it. I'm just reading.
You got the list, Andrew?
I'm gonna read it.
Let's get
for
the list up for Truth Nation to see. Got a list out here how to get how white girls can get black athletes.
Rule number one is the foundation to lure an athlete with a pick me mindset. He's the prize. Remember, he can change your life. You can't change his.
Oh, so rule number one.
Find a dude that is full of himself.
And then serve him.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes, basically.
Whatever he say.
Yeah, anything he say. I'm the prize.
It's already some women that got eliminated from that.
I'm telling you.
There's a lot of women. Well, I'm talking about they ain't going to just be a pick
true.
Me.
That's true. Yeah. No girl go see. Well, I'm talking about some girls.
This is a plan.
Yeah, this is a plan. Some girls can't sit through that.
Yes, they can't. You know. They can't. If you tell them what to do, they may not.
Right.
Listen to everything you say.
That's step one.
Step one is whatever he say. You got. Yeah. If he asks for a water, you know.
Oh man.
Anything, you know, whatever you there at his every beck and call.
Yes. So he's
the prize. That's a strong one.
Yeah, remember it. He can change your life. You can't change his. All right. Well, that's a strong
one. Strong.
Strong start, right?
It can get worse. You can get any man off of that one, you know.
Yeah. Hey, ladies, listen to men are easy, man. All right. Listen, rule number two, dealing with cheating, don't look for it. If it's just a fling, let it go. He's the prize. Remember, he can change your life.
That's the extra.
I'm telling you,
you're talking about 5% of women that can make it past the first two.
This ain't even.
It did nail down the list to probably 5%.
This ain't just white women, by the way. This black girls can do this too. You know, mixed Latinas don't matter.
I've seen it.
People will cheat and they would be right back together a week later. It's crazy.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the rule they following. Yeah. Hey, look, he going through his little. So it's Royal O stage. Yeah. If I can surpass this stage and show that I'm the number one, then I might be still in the game.
If I stick around, he go see that I'm for him and only
that
him.
I love him.
I'm telling you, people do that.
The first two that cut the list.
That's crazy.
It went from like.
It went down. It went down. Like,
I don't know
down.
How many women left.
It went down.
That could possibly endure this.
You got to really be with this like plan of yours. Like, and you got to really invest in this. All right. That's rule number two. All right, rule number three, completely integrate yourself in his life to where he can't function without you. That's a good one.
Like washing his clothes.
I'm telling you.
Getting his
food. All the little stuff.
Going to Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Bringing some food
home. Making sure he got what he needs for the practice.
Back massage.
Oh.
I'm telling you, it's the little stuff.
I think we're down to 2%.
No, that's a good one.
After the first three rules, how many women going to do all of this?
I think the third one, a lot of women going to do. What's the third?
Make sure you integrate into his life.
So he can't function without. I think a lot of women do that.
Okay, I do think they do
that. The first two is crazy.
But they're not going to do everything.
No, not everything. But the little stuff that he can't do, like he's not good at, like.
Like fill out a resume.
Or do his laundry every week or something like that, you know? I'm telling you, people, this is real stuff.
Keep up with some of the doctor's appointments.
Yes. Know how his insurance works.
Manage him.
Yes. Be like his not. It's weird to say, but be like his mother kind of like. Don't actually be his mother. But
Motor Elephant says, Nazir, the white women made the list, not the black women. Focus,
my brother. I agree. I'm just saying this isn't just white women that do certain stuff like this. This is for the white women list, though. Absolutely.
Right. This is how to get the athlete.
Yes, this is how to get the athlete in general.
Prime real estate.
Yes, this is just white women material because a lot of white men do this, okay? Stay with me. Rule number four, don't embarrass him, don't cheat, and don't text other men.
Stay loyal.
Yeah. Hey, three and four is like normal.
What rule is this?
This is number four? This is number four.
We down to like... 4% of women that's able to, I'm talking about go all the way to four. Another rule come up.
We got three more.
It gets smaller. The pool gets smaller and smaller.
We got three more. All right. Number five, go completely wild on him in bed.
Oh, just go wait. Just buck wild.
Yeah. Just, you know,
it's over.
Put some Chris Brown on and yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hey.
Go crazy.
Three to five is like, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
That's normal stuff.
But what I'm saying is now he's eyes wide open.
Right. So
we used to call that the whip appeal.
Oh yeah, we still call it that.
Like you got whipped.
Yeah, you got
You got hand picked.
Yeah.
Like Travis Hunter.
Oh man, don't even.
That's exactly
that.
What happened.
Don't even start
that's
on
exactly
that.
What happened to Travis Hunter.
Oh man, all right.
The whole community was telling him to leave.
Man,
that
we
girl.
Was trying. Something. Man, he got married, got a kid.
She was listening. She used this list.
I'm telling you, she did.
This list might be powerful.
She knows what she's doing. She's smart. I respect it. Do what you got to do. Hey, rule number six. Do not tell his mom any personal information. I don't know what that means. Like what?
Because sometimes the mom will try to ask you, the girlfriend, what's going on. You know, because you around them all the time. Now that you didn't solidify them and... You didn't implement yourself in every aspect of his life. The mama think, okay, I got somebody Because she yeah. was the first one to get him involved in the training. Right. They trying to dislodge her. That's sneaky. That's what happened. That's what they say what happened with Kobe.
Yeah.
With his parents.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
With Vanessa.
Oh, man.
This is what they were saying. Yeah, she blocked him. He didn't want to give his family no money.
Yep.
So cut them out by keeping all the secrets.
That's a good rule. I mean.
Oh, wow.
Not like, you know. Not like for me, but like just like in general, like I've seen that. That's a secret one. Like nobody I know of. That's like deep.
They spilling all the tea right here.
Yeah, that's deep. That's a deep one. Hey, we got one.
This
last
how you
rule.
Cut the mother off from the.
That's
ooh.
Deep. That's deep. I don't like that rule, but that's deep. That's deep.
You got to watch it, Najee. You up and coming now.
Oh, you're right. You're right. This let's go open my eyes a little bit. We got one more rule though. Okay, always look good and appealing, no matter what.
Always look good. Get up and look good.
Yeah, you gotta
smell
be,
good.
Yeah, you gotta look good and be appealing.
Keep up with your hygiene.
Post pictures, but only like you know,
glamorous.
Only glamorous, no sexual stuff.
Be like a fantasy or something.
Man, not even a fantasy.
You know, if you look good all the time, he'll always be thinking about you.
Right, right. Keep the appeal up. Keep the money going. Kind of how it is.
That's dangerous.
That's a dangerous one.
What number we at now?
That was seven. That was all seven.
We down to like 3% right now. 3% of women that could probably keep.
Yeah. That was tough.
Well, we're going to run the break. When the we come back, rough. How many? We got three left?
That was seven. That was it? We can discuss it more after.
Okay, that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Just right there.
Yeah, all seven. Yeah, we can talk about it a little bit after, though.
3% of women probably can accomplish this list.
Yeah, that's a wild list.
You got to be on a mission to accomplish this list.
It's more than the mission. You got to be
dedicated.
Ready and set. Yeah. You got to be locked in. Super locked in forever.
With a double espresso.
Oh, man.
Hey, look, when we come back, we got more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
We out here fighting for the people. We out here fighting for the people. I can make a sequel. All these murders is getting lethal. Low, low. Like a slaughterhouse, and we need a water drought. They tryna wipe us out.
We out here fighting for the people. We out here fighting for the people.
101.
What we doing?
7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Nazir Spencer.
Yo.
Hey, look, Nazir. That list was crazy.
Yeah, that was a wild list.
I thought it was some more stuff because I kind of liked.
I like that.
It was kind of sounded powerful a little bit.
That's
why these athletes say, you know, when they choose the one,
look,
you find out they was dealing with this person since high school or senior year high school or college freshman. Yeah.
Look, I know a few athletes. All right, that have gone through this series of how many women can I please at once? Okay, they have this main girl who abides by the list that we just went by. You gotta make sure he deprives. You gotta deal with cheating. You gotta do the little things for him. Make sure that he's straight. Look good always. Do all the little stuff, and let him cheat. Do what he want to do. All right. And this dude will go off and cheat. The girl will know about it. She'll feel sad, but she'll still
because she's staying on the mission.
She's on the mission.
She's not gonna let her emotions get involved and secure in the bag.
But here's the thing. As soon as that guy is not able to make it to the big leagues or even G League,
right,
it's over.
Yeah, but like I said, they failed the mission.
Yeah,
you got to abort.
Off. Yeah, the girl's
you
got to
abort the mission.
Yeah, the girl's done.
You might have to try to go and try to find another route to catch somebody on the up and up or be a groupie for another.
Yeah.
Somebody that made it.
And it'll work too.
Yeah. I mean,
as long as you go by the
list. She'll take those same strategies and apply it to be a side chick to another athlete.
Athletes better, they got to figure this out because if you don't make it, you'll look stupid, man.
Hey, look, not really a city girl says, so what about the regular man? Should he get that treatment or is there a different list?
Oh, there's a different list for regular men. There's a different list for regular men.
Hey, if you ain't got no ambition, you may not have that list.
Yeah, it's a regular.
You got to be on the target to get the bag.
I think
this is for anybody that's trying to get a secured position in somebody's life,
like super,
that's destined to get the bag.
If you want a supermax like the NBA player, you got to lock in like him.
A supermax player. Oh wow,
that's what I'm saying. Like, well, not even like you can have a max contract deal or something. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of
become a professional athlete. Yeah,
yeah, just become a professional
athlete. Or a professional anything.
A good role player.
Anytime you get in the bag, you this the list.
You can be in like music.
You can apply this to anybody that's getting money.
Literally, if you're a musical artist and you are a girl that sees potential and he getting the following, he going to shows, I mean, they going to lock in, especially for
they
music.
They can apply this list to.
Yeah,
to the situation.
Absolutely.
Well, this is what I see the back end. Once they get married, they take half.
Ooh. See? This list is deep, man.
That's what I'm saying.
This list is deep.
So this is just basically a trap list.
Oh, man. When you put it that way.
To set the trap.
They should call it that, the trap.
Because once I get married to you, I ain't going to forget all the times I had to deal with all these other women and things like that. Mm. Now, all of a sudden, I'm in court crying with the tissue.
Half my money gone.
And I'm taking half.
That's crazy. Hey, this list is dangerous, man. Hey, if y'all listen to, you know, the first half, y'all know that these are seven rules that a lot of white women and a lot of women in general follow. I mean, it's not just pertaining, it's mainly white women.
Well, the white woman wrote it because they're going to write it down.
They probably got
this on a sticky note.
Right. But this
on the refrigerator.
This can work for any woman.
Yeah.
This can work for
anybody that want to go through it.
Right. If you got the patience for that, go ahead and do it. I ain't going to judge you. Right?
This is, hey, like I said, they may not like you.
Right.
I always say it, some people may not like you.
Mm-hmm.
They only like what you can do.
Right.
And that's the difference.
Hey. Do what you got to do, I guess, at that point.
Hey, you got to be careful. You got to. That's why they say Jennifer Lopez said love don't cost a thing.
Oof. That's tough. That's a good line. Hey. I like that. Hey, one more list real quick. I want to go by you real quick. I know we've been talking about MJ a lot recently, but I just came across, I don't know if this is real or not, but I just came across his list of food that he would have on his passenger profile, like on planes.
Michael Jackson had a list of food things he would eat.
Yeah, food preferences. Okay. For breakfast, KFC original chicken breast.
Wait a minute. He ate KFC for breakfast?
Yeah. Original chicken breast.
And was able to move like that?
I don't know. It's crazy, right? It's the same. Look, okay. I'm going to read it. Mashed potatoes, corn, biscuits, scrambled eggs with strawberry jelly, gravy, and spray butter, salmon lox, low-fat wheat bagels, low-fat cream cheese, fruit plate, and whole fruit. Especially oranges, grapes, apples, and bananas. So that's his breakfast. All right.
He had a piece of chicken for breakfast?
Yeah. Hey, chicken is, you know, it's on the healthier side, all right? Or no?
Is this fried chicken?
Nah, it's KFC. It's a chicken breast.
Wow.
It's a chicken breast. Okay. So, yeah, original chicken breast. All right, okay. For lunch, KFC original chicken breast. Mashed potatoes, gravy on the
side. Did he have a deal with KFC?
I don't know. He must have some, right? If traveling for a number of consecutive days, will try other forms of chicken, but would still like the KFC.
Well, what I'm saying is, I just passed the KFC, and I was just telling somebody, I haven't eaten KFC in years.
A minute, right? That's crazy. I always think about that, and people still go there all the time. I never had the desire to go to KFC that much. Popeye's better, anyways. But anyways,
yeah, Popeye's it did come around, you know, a lot better. But what I'm saying is, I remember when I was a kid, KFC was, they was going crazy over KFC.
Mm.
Everybody needed a little KFC.
Yeah. Look, this dinner is the same thing. KFC original chicken breast. This was
before Popeye's.
This is before Popeye's. This is in 2003.
Okay.
So this is his passenger profile. So if he's getting on a plane, he wants KFC, pretty much. And he's still maybe
so
move
that's,
crazy.
So that's it? Is anything else he?
Beverage preferences, white wine and Diet Coke can...
He Smee made a song about white wine.
Yeah, 7-Up, Orange Crush, or Fruit Punch.
I like 7-Up. It's, you know, that's one of my favorite.
People thought he was turning white, but he couldn't get rid of the blacks out of him. You know, this is all.
I thought he had the skin thing.
Yeah, he did, but people just thought he was trying to be
I'm
white.
Seeing pictures now with them showing his body with the vertigo, I think this one.
Yeah.
Is that AI?
No, I mean, he.
Or that's how he looked.
That's how he looked.
Without all the makeup and stuff like that.
Without all the makeup, it was all over him. He just didn't want to look like that, I guess he was insecure about that. So that's his list of food. I don't know why. I thought it was funny.
Well, maybe he knew something about KFC chicken that we didn't know.
The chicken breast, original chicken breast. I'm going to go try that out.
Maybe that's why they got the chicken biscuit.
Oh, wow. He would have loved that. Yeah. He would have loved that. He probably ate that all the time. Now that I think about it, that's crazy, actually. Hey, real quick. We've been talking about the Chris Brown and Usher concert, and we talked about his album today. Here we go. And look, he had a little video about him addressing the hate of his album. And he pretty much said, like, he don't really care. Like, if you don't listen to him, he don't want you to listen to him. He want all his fans.
Well, he can say that now because the concert sold out.
Well, and his album's doing
You can
numbers.
Talk tough when you success.
His album's doing numbers, though.
Yeah, regardless. But what I'm saying is you can talk tough because you don't. Critics mean nothing when you successful.
Right, I agree. And that tour is going to do numbers now because, I mean, even the backlash, people still could go to his concert and even support
everything,
him even more.
Everything that Chris Brown does now is a part of history.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he knows that no matter what he drops.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Eminem. Like
That's true.
When you get to a certain iconic space, now they just want anything you're doing because it's a collector's piece. You know, they're going to save it. They're going to make sure that they got the original. You
That's
know,
true. Yeah.
Some people like to collect original ideas. Some people buy three CDs. They used to buy three CDs, open up one, and save two. Collecting. That's when you become so important to the culture that they just start collecting everything you do after that.
Hey, speaking of albums, though, real quick, Iceman drops tomorrow night. I mean, really Friday, but tomorrow night.
Are you looking forward to the Iceman drop?
I am. I'm scared because he hasn't released a single or nothing. No single, just a little bit of hype on his Instagram, and he did the whole ice thing in Toronto, had it melt. Somebody, you know, found the list on when stuff comes out, the track list. Look, I'm a little nervous because I haven't heard him. I haven't
Drake
heard anything.
Drake always drops right before the summer, too.
Right, right.
All his album drops are usually right around
it's
April,
smart.
May. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a smart.
So he can take. He's trying to take over the summer with this.
Yeah, him and Chris Brown are like always going head to head in the summer. It's kind of crazy. So Iceman drops tomorrow night at midnight. I'm excited, but also a little nervous. We'll see how that goes.
Here we go. You're nervous for Drake?
A little bit.
You hope he hit?
I hope it does.
You want him to hit?
I want him to do good, yes.
Also, Kendrick Lamar's songs have been taken off of YouTube, they said. Luther.
Nah, I looked it up.
And oh, yeah, They Not Like Us.
They got put back up, but all the views are gone.
Right.
It's weird, yeah. Well, I don't know. It's weird.
They clearing the way for Drake Ice album.
That's
Ice
crazy.
Man album.
They doing Kendrick dirty. He ain't even doing nothing.
Oh, wow.
2 years. Two years ago.
He paid the cyber bullies to come and delete his,
there you go.
His songs, the bots.
Yeah, the bots. Yeah, whatever. the bots going to be all over Drake album on Friday.
Right.
We'll see.
All right, thank you for that pop culture report,
Nasir.
Yes, sir. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we have more conversations. Stay locked in.